We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and it's our conversation with Karen Hibbard and Nordic Thunder here on In Focus. And Karen, we have just all kinds of, you mentioned there's so much going on here this weekend specifically, but really it keeps going here in the month of September and into October.
Oh, it does. And, you know, Brandon, we've been waiting for this, you know, as we talk month to month, and we've had a lot of downs lately, but we've been anticipating this month greatly and to have activities back in. The challenge of there's so much to do that now I'm going to have to choose. And so that's really is a nice challenge to have along the way. So, yeah, there's a lot. We talked a little bit about the activities that are happening this weekend that is happening. Certainly when you, after we celebrate our Wildcat victory tomorrow evening, Sunday, it's a great day for you to be. Might be a little warm, but Justin, we want you to, you're in the Flint Hills area, so we certainly want you to get out and experience the Flint Hills. You can hike the Kanza Prairie, that's a beautiful place, or also it's open trail days at Prairiewood.
Excellent.
And so there's some great trails, some beautiful sights that you'll see when you get out and experience nature, and the inspiration that you get from being a part of the Flint Hills is very, it's a wonderful thing to happen. The other thing that's going on, I want to come back and finish up with our third Thursdays, but McCain is back, and there are performances that are happening at McCain, and last evening they dedicated the expansion, and I can tell you to have that opportunity to experience arts at our Performing Arts Theater has been wonderful. So just go to our website, go to visitmanhattanks.org, and you're going to see all of the activities from the calendar of events of things that you can choose from. Make sure if you haven't already purchased your tickets to take in some of the performances. There are three performances in September alone at McCain. So there's an opportunity there as well. And that for those of you that are runners, Conquer the Kanza happens on September the 19th. And for those of you that are bikers, the Bleeding Kansas Gravel Duro, where those are bike riders that are going to tackle riding on gravel, will take place. We anticipate that there'll be about 200 riders, if not more, that will come in for that. There are two opportunities for you. If you're a casual bike rider and want to say, I'm going to take 30 to 35 miles on that gravel road, you can do that. Or you can do the six time segments of the gravel duro that's at about an 80-mile course. So that's on September 25th. It should be a lot cooler by that time as well.
Chances of me being on the stage as an air guitarist are a lot greater than me being on a bike. On the.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I didn't say there wasn't. I never said there wasn't.
Also, it's that time of the year when people begin to think fall. They begin to think about pumpkin patches. They begin to think sunflowers in Kansas. That's our flower. Just that flower makes you smile every time you see that sunflower. But there's some sunflower patches that you can go. A&H Farms to the west of us, check out our website, visitmanhattankansas.org, to see the activities that are taking place. Lazy T, also at A&H there's activities that are taking place. And then, I'd be remiss if I didn't go to and refer to what our STAR report has done, and this is a challenge for our visitors to come and help us bolster that up. Again, when I come in the first part of the month, I'm always about a month to 2 months behind because of the information that I have. But for July, we finished year-to-date with our hotel occupancy at 52.1%, so still lower than where we would like to be. August was not as robust as what we would like it to be. Again, the fourth week of August, which is always a little bit down, we've added a new hotel. The Courtyard by Marriott is open in Aggieville, which is a wonderful new hotel, but that's added more rooms to our mix. And so our hotel occupancy for the last week of August, we were setting at 43.7% occupancy. But I can guarantee you this weekend, if you don't have a room, you might need to call a friend because we're looking good on Saturday with folks coming in for the football game. So it's a great, as always, Manhattan is a great community to be able to promote. There's a lot of activity that takes place. And then I did want to circle back to a Third Thursdays. Third Thursday is a great activity that happens the third Thursday of every month. Isn't that novel?
That's coming up next week.
It's next week, third Thursday. It's an opportunity for you to come downtown to see the activity that takes place. We've got different opportunities for you to interact with artists. Maybe it's anything from jewelry to pottery to painting
to
air guitarists that's going to be taking place. It's a great time to see your friends and neighbors. It's a great time to say, hey, I've always wanted to eat at that restaurant, or I've always wanted to sit on the patio platforms downtown. That's your opportunity to do that on Third Thursday. And we are delighted and honored, Justin, to have you here to be Nordic Thunder, to bring on that competition and to see what kind of talent really is here in Manhattan, Kansas. And so mark your calendars for Third Thursday, this coming Thursday, so that you can be downtown in Manhattan and celebrate the community that we call home.
Justin, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fired up are you to be on the stage on Points Avenue?
It's a solid 10.
Solid 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, solid.
And I don't
10.
Know this for sure. You may be the first self-avowed psychopath we've had on the air.
Excellent. I'll take it.
We've had others that are not self-avowed.
I just went ahead and just did it. Just went there with it. So thank you for that.
Hey, this is fun.
Yes, I had a great time. Thank you.
Welcome to Manhattan.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up our program here for today. Thanks to all of our guests for being here. And coming up on Monday, we'll talk with the K-State Vet Med and Manhattan Housing Authority.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints is coming up on the other side of CBS News. The rest of the lineup has Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, and The Game with John Kurtz this afternoon. Big 12 officially has 4 new members. Sounds like it's a done deal. Manhattan High football tonight. Coverage begins at 6:30 against Junction City.